From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump and an Iranian foreign ministry official both say a deal has been reached to end the Iran war. President Lee Jae-myung meets with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican and extends an invitation to visit South Korea next year. A protest over Election Day ballot paper shortages continues for the 11th day. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. After 3.5 months, the Iran war may soon come to an end. U.S. President Donald Trump and an Iranian foreign ministry official both say a deal has been reached to end the conflict. They confirmed that an official signing ceremony will take place on Friday in Switzerland. Rosenbach has this report.
U.S. President Donald Trump says an agreement to end the war with Iran is now complete and that he's authorized an end to the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said on social media Sunday that the opening of the strait would take place upon the signing of the deal on Friday for purposes of mine removal.
I think it's a big moment for the United States of America.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance addressed the deal in an interview with Fox News, hailing it as a big moment for the United States that would eliminate Iran's nuclear threat.
If Iran delivers on their promise, and so there's an approach here where we verify and where there are real benefits so long as Iran meets their end of the obligation. But if the Iranians comply with his deal, it is going to fundamentally transform the Middle East for the next 50 years. It's
going to... Iranian state media, citing Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Gharibabadi, reported that war and military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon, will be permanently terminated as part of the deal, which will be formally signed with the U.S. in Geneva on Friday. The Iranian official said a final round of negotiations will take place over a 60-day period after Tehran verifies that Washington has fulfilled its commitments under the deal, including ending hostilities, lifting the blockade, and releasing Iranian assets. These promises, however, were noticeably absent from Trump's announcement. Against this backdrop, Trump posted a photo over the weekend of himself and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un taken during their first summit 8 years ago, fueling speculation that North Korea will be the next diplomatic issue he attempts to tackle after resolving matters with Iran. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has invited Pope Leo XIV to South Korea. National Security Advisor Wee Sung-lak said in a briefing on his meeting with the Pope at the Vatican on Monday that the president asked the Pope to visit South Korea next year on the occasion of the Catholic Festival World Youth Day 2027. We added that during Monday's meeting, he explained the Korean people's hopes and the government's vision regarding policies to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula, while the Vatican affirmed its unwavering support for peace and reconciliation. Meanwhile, Cardinal Lazarus Yu Hung-sik, who serves as a prefect of the Dicastery of the Clergy, told reporters at the Vatican on Sunday that any future visit to North Korea by the Pope would depend on Pyongyang. Protesters angry about the Election Day ballot shortages at 26 polling stations continued their rally for the 11th day, Monday. They are demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections, saying their fairness was compromised. KBS checked out the protest. Pejuan Esmore.
Protesters gathered around the handball stadium in Seoul's Songpa District calling for a rerun of the June 3rd local elections. Some of the protesters told KBS it is nonsense that they ran out of ballot papers.
First of all, regardless of the government, ruling or opposition parties, we have learned that voting is the most important thing in a democracy. So if a problem arises regarding voting, I believe we must resolve that issue first before moving on to the next one.
I think that a re-election must be held unconditionally, and I believe the National Election Commission should be disbanded. I believe this atmosphere should not fade away, and so I would like to continue participating whenever I have the time.
Police estimate that 10,000 people were part of the rally as of 7 p.m. Sunday. The protests entered its 11th day on Monday with around 200 protesters still outside the Hanbo Stadium, which was used as a ballot counting center for the elections. During the nationwide local elections on June 3rd, at least 26 polling stations ran completely out of ballot papers. Voting hours had to be extended by nearly 6 hours until around midnight. Some voters gave up and returned home, while others were still waiting in line as television networks began broadcasting exit poll results and real-time vote tallies, prompting concerns that the voting in the affected locations was compromised. Pigeon KBS World Radio News.
Labor groups have demanded a 16.3% increase in the statutory minimum wage for next year to 12,000 won, or around $7.93 per hour. The country's two umbrella unions, the Federation of Korean Trade Unions and the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, announced a proposed increase from the current 10,321 per hour at a press conference in Seoul on Monday. The labor groups point out that the average rate of increase over the past 3 years, 2.37%, hasn't kept pace with inflation, which averaged 2.66% in the same time frame. The Tripartite Minimum Wage Commission, which comprises representatives of labor, business, and the public interest, has begun discussions on next year's minimum wage, and the business side has yet to make its proposal. The commission is obligated to submit a wage proposal to the labor minister by the end of this month, but it has only met the deadline 9 times since the system was adopted in 1988. New malware targeting South Korean PC users has been discovered in emails impersonating Microsoft's security team. Cybersecurity company Genience warned on Monday of a spear phishing campaign using fake Microsoft security notices about repeated generation of one-time passcodes to induce anxiety regarding account takeovers and trick users into downloading malicious email attachments. The company identified the malware as Now I Read, a remote access Trojan linked to the North Korean hacking group APT-37. Once installed, the attacker can remotely control various functions on the victim's PC, including file uploads, downloads, microphone recording, and keystroke logging. According to Genius, this attack closely aligns with the structure and tactics of a Python-based backdoor used by the North Korea-linked group that was revealed in May of last year. The vice chair of Jungang Group has issued an apology over a number of the group's affiliates seeking court-led rehabilitation in the face of a liquidity crisis. In a news conference held in Seoul on Monday, Hong Jung-do said some of the group's affiliates have made the inevitable choice, despite the company's best efforts, to stabilize finances due to various reasons, including worsened external economic conditions and a credit crunch resulting from a credit rating downgrade. The group's holding company, Jungang Holdings, as well as cable network JTBC, entertainment and media firm Content Tree Jungang, movie theater chain Megabox Jungang, and investment arm Jungang PNI filed for court rehabilitation on Sunday and Monday. Many parts of the country will see rain showers on Tuesday amid hot weather. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, the central and mountainous areas of Gangwon Province, as well as southern inland regions, will see scattered rain on Tuesday. Most inland areas are forecast to see rain showers through Wednesday. The mercury will climb past 30 degrees Celsius in the afternoon in most parts of the country on Tuesday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.